Cedric's our MP, he never rocks the boat. We see his many faces when it's time for us to vote. He won't get off the fence, where judgments he can swerve. If you don't like his principles, there's plenty in reserve. He's unsure where he lives, it's not how it appears. He rarely keeps the same address, but hasn't moved for years. Expense accounts are ripe for juggling, they presume. Hence one of Cedric's houses was his sister's spare bedroom. His two sons are away at Oxbridge House Sublime, and they're both on the payroll too. How do they find the time? His wife is his PA, they both claim that it's true. But ask her where the office is, she hasn't got a clue. Yet we can be assured, more jobs she will accrue. She sits on Quangos twice a month and a fitness trainer too. Cedric's charm and intellect astounds. Naive researchers can confirm his passion knows no bounds. Well versed in languages and keen to show his flair, he relishes the chance to educate the French au pair. We plebs aren't easily fooled by Cedric's stunts galore. He even jets off to the sun, fact finding for the poor. Banned the upper house and patronage with swords, but guess who'll end up taking his seat in the House of Lords? He banned the upper house and patronage with swords, but guess who'll end up taking his seat in the House of Lords?